Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
According to the Irish College of General Practitioners, Ireland is facing a GP workforce and workload crisis, especially in rural areas. But now medical staff from outside the EU are being drafted in to work in rural general practices across Ireland in an effort to reverse the so-called medical brain drain. We're going to talk now to Dr. John Madden, who's a GP based in Abbey Leaks in County Laois. And John has been joined in his practice by Dr. Bianca Skinner and her husband Greg from South Africa, and we'll also be talking to Bianca in a moment. You're welcome, John, to the programme, and we might come to yourself first. Can you tell us a little bit about your practice and why it is that you need more GPs there?
So I'm Sarah, I'm single-handed general practitioner and working and living in Abbey Leaks in County Laois. It's a teaching general practice, so I've been working here since 1990, and we have been managing fine and until COVID, perhaps. And after COVID, what we found was that there was an enormous shortage or lack of flexibility in terms of getting locum cover. So our contract is obviously 24/7, 365 days a year. And my daughter was getting married shortly, and I discovered that I couldn't actually kind of, with any confidence, organize a locum. So while that mightn't sound to be a major problem, at the same time, I'd like to be at my daughter's wedding. Mm. And there was a whole problem with kind of locum pool availability in Ireland. So what we used to do was we'd be able to employ locums who perhaps came from abroad. And post-COVID, I think the international pool has probably slowed. We also had local doctors who provided us with a kind of a locum service who had been retired, and they've all finished working now. So what we found was that it was increasingly difficult as single-handed practitioners to arrange for any flexibility in terms of time off. And while that mightn't sound like a major problem, our problem after that was, of course, is that we were unable to attract newly qualified Irish doctors to work in rural general practice. Okay, so what they saw is a lack of flexibility.
Okay, and that was actually my next question as to why it is, because we are training more doctors. I know we are, and I know many of those are choosing to leave, but not all of them. So is the problem then that they're those that are choosing to stay are choosing to stay in urban areas?
Well, there's a few things. There's a feminization, of course, of practice, so that we're increasingly attractive to lady doctors who are coming into GP, and clearly they have family commitments and the difficulty with regard to working 24/7 according to the contract that we now have. And so that it makes more sense for a lot of people who are qualifying now to be in areas where they have flexibility and maybe to be in larger, more urban group practices, so that if time off is required, that can be organized. So in our area in Laois.
What happens then in a rural area, for example, when a GP is coming up to retirement?
That's the big issue. So that in our area in Laois, we have three practices for the doctors. One is about to retire and two who have retired, and they have been unable to recruit new general practitioners. So we now have rural communities in three separate areas of County Laois where there is now no GP, where there had been GP for many generations. So in terms of kind of looking after the patient or looking after a rural population, which is obviously a priority here, well, then the problem is that if we're not able to attract newly qualified general practitioners into rural areas, our rural communities are going to suffer.
Okay, well, we might bring Bianca in on this then, because Bianca, as I mentioned, there's this new scheme then to try and bring doctors from outside the EU to work in rural medical practices, and yourself and your husband were interested in the scheme. How did you hear about it, firstly?
I heard about it last year when I looked into going back into general practice. I'd had some time I spent as I worked as an SMO in public health in Ireland, but prior to that in South Africa I was a GP in both private and public systems. And when I inquired about insurance for general practice, they actually said they have this new, the ICGP is running a new non-EU GP scheme where they would like to incorporate non-EU doctors into Ireland. So I was delighted to hear about it, and yeah, I'm on the scheme now since February.
And why were you delighted to hear about it? Why is it that the issues that John has outlined that are putting off other Irish doctors from going to rural practice, why are they not putting you off?
I think what I was used to in South Africa, I really enjoyed rural practice. I worked in really impoverished communities as well as in private practice as a GP. You know, South African working conditions for healthcare professionals are quite strenuous. So I don't know. I think a lot doesn't put South African doctors in particular off. I think they're used to,
long hours and inflexible working. Okay.
But no, I really enjoy working in rural areas. I don't know. That's always been my passion. So I welcomed the idea and I'm delighted to be on the scheme. When I joined, there were about, I was part of the first 20 people that were introduced on the new non-EU GP scheme. And there are practitioners from all over the world, Canada, Pakistan, South Africa, to name a few. And they're working all across Ireland in practices like me and Abby Leakes. Hopefully making a difference and integrating into the community. So, I'm delighted to be offered this opportunity.
And the way it works then is you're going to work under the supervision of your mentor GP in Ireland. That'll work for the next 2 years. And you're preparing to take exams that will then allow you to become fully qualified to practice in the Irish system. And your plan then would be to set up here yourself?
Yes, that's the plan. So we consider Ireland home now, and we're delighted to be afforded this opportunity. And look forward to working with John, and are possibly interested in, continuing to work in rural practice.
Mm. John, I might come back to you on that then. How has all this been working for you so far?
Wonderful. I mean, it's transformational. And so it brings a level of flexibility to practice that I didn't have before. And also, more crucially, it allows for succession planning. So that instead of having a situation where if I had decided to cut back or retire, and we wouldn't perhaps be able to recruit a doctor to the area, we now have a kind of security, if you like, where Bianca and Greg and myself are kind of talking freely about maybe a kind of what will happen after the two-year program. And I'm hoping that they will stay, and I think that they probably will. So as over the 2 years, of course, they get to know the practice population, and as Bianca said, will become completely integrated. And it allows for a security of kind of continuing professional service in a rural community, which is really what this is all about.
So just finally then, John, is this potentially the answer to the problem that we've been talking about for years now in terms of the growing problem of no or few GPs in rural areas? Do you think this might be the solution?
I certainly think it's part of the solution. We're obviously training more general practitioners to come on stream. We're not, unfortunately, able to train enough for the number of doctors who are retiring. About 20% of the general practitioner population are over the age of 60. And so there's going to be a massive exodus over the next few short years. So allowing for that, and Dr. Velma Harkins was the lady whose original idea this was, planning for that, this allows us to maybe bridge that gap while we continue to train more general practitioners. I think also we probably need to look a little bit at what makes rural general practitioner service so special, and perhaps we need to support that a little bit more so that it's more attractive to the newer, younger group who are coming through, and perhaps we can increase the flexibility so that they feel free to take part in rural practice and know that they can have the time off if they need it, that's required, but continue to serve rural populations.
All right. Well, thank you both very much for joining us, Dr. John Madden. And I hope you enjoy your daughter's wedding, John, now that you'll get to go to it. That's Dr. John Madden, a GP based in Abba Leakes, and also Dr. Bianca Skinner. Thank you both.